The man accused of the Christchurch mosque killings is banned from sending or receiving mail in prison until tighter controls are in place. The Corrections Department has apologised to victims for allowing him to send a six-page handwritten letter to a supporter that was then posted on 4chan, a website that is popular with the alt-right. The Prime Minister has made her displeasure clear, saying he shouldn't have been allowed to spread his hateful message to the world, and most New Zealanders will feel the same way.
I understand that, you know, this particular communication just should not have happened. I know that the Minister has expressed to Corrections his disappointment and his expectations. Also, I understand the Minister is going to be taking a look at whether or not our law is fit for purpose. Obviously, something has gone wrong in this situation for this to have happened. Corrections themselves have acknowledged a failing here. I think every New Zealander would have an expectation that this individual should not be able to share his hateful message from behind prison doors.
Well, the department still hasn't explained how the mistake happened. With us now is Corrections Minister Kelvin Davis. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie. Morning.
Is it clear to you how this letter got through?
Let's be clear, Susie. Corrections have made a mistake. That letter should have been withheld. I'm disappointed. I've expressed my disappointment to the department. They have apologised, most importantly to the community who are distressed by what's occurred, and to myself. I've said to them, you know, you need to own this, you need to fix it and make sure it never happens again. The thing is, we've never dealt with a prisoner like this before, and I've asked, are our laws actually fit for purpose? And I've asked Corrections for advice on where they think we need to make changes to the law to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Okay, we can talk about the law again in a minute. I'm interested in how this process happens. Who vets letters that go in and out?
Yeah, there is a process, and in this case, the process failed, and that's where I'm really disappointed. You know, there is a section under the Corrections Act where mail can be withheld. It's in a very limited set of circumstances. But, you know, there's no escaping from the fact that this letter should have been withheld. It should never have been sent. And I've expressed that that sentiment to Corrections.
Okay, because I've read the letter too. Now, there are several red flags that I can immediately see in there, or with a quick Google search, you can pick up various other things that perhaps would be unexplained. The people who are vetting these letters, are they people who are trained in racist ideology and white supremacy and the kind of things that they need to be looking for, or not?
Well, no, the mail may be withheld if it's believed on reasonable grounds it's likely to endanger the safety or welfare of any person, or to promote or encourage the commission of an offence.
Do you think this letter would seem to pass that test?
Well, obviously not, and that's why I've said that the letter should have been withheld. It should not have been sent.
Yes, that's what I mean. It clearly does do exactly that purpose. So is it clear to you why that failing happened?
No, it's not clear to me why it happened. It just shouldn't have happened. And you know, Corrections will obviously look at their process, will engage with partner agencies to make sure that that this doesn't happen again.
How many letters have been stopped?
My advice is that he's sent 7 letters, 2 to his mother, 5 to other people, but 2 have been withheld.
Only two have been withheld out of that number?
Yeah, out of 9.
And you're confident that these other letters are okay, have passed the test?
Well, I've asked Corrections to have a look at the content of those other letters, but what we've done is we've put an immediate stop on any mail being sent and received until we have absolute assurance that the process upholds the safety of the public. I mean, the safety of not just the public of New Zealand, but public abroad as well. And that's our number one priority.
Aside from the letters to his mother, who else were they sent to?
Oh, look, other associates, I don't have that level of detail.
But not other family members, or are these individuals that he's had any other contact with, previous contact with at all? Are they close friends?
Look, I don't have that level of detail, but New Zealanders will probably be surprised that prisoners are entitled to send and receive mail. So, you know, he's entitled to send and receive mail. We've just got to make sure that our processes are robust.
Sure.
Mail that shouldn't be sent from being sent.
But he is an exceptional case. So should you have that level of detail? Should you know precisely who he is corresponding with and who is corresponding with him?
To be honest, I don't personally have that level of detail. Corrections probably has that level of detail. It is something that's important to know.
But is that something that they should have told you, that you should have that level of detail?
Look, I disagree. I think that is an operational matter for Corrections.
So you won't be asking for that level of detail in the future?
Well, there'll be unsolicited mail from people around the world. He's been allowed to respond to that, but the mail has been screened that has been sent out. But the names and addresses of the people, Susie, that's just not something that that level of detail that I have.
Okay, so has he been bombarded with letters?
I don't believe he's been bombarded. He has received mail from around the world.
But you don't know what quantity?
I believe it will be a couple of dozen at least. Some of that mail has been withheld, but some mail has been sent through to him.
Okay, what about emails? Has he had lots of them?
Oh, look, I don't know. Emails, it comes down to correspondence, I guess you could say.
Has he written other letters that have been withheld?
Like I say, he's written 9 letters, 7, 2 have gone to his mother, 5 to others, and 2 have been withheld.
Okay, and that's the total number of letters that he's written back.
That's right.
I just don't know. Maximum security, does he have access to pens?
Well, if he's able to write letters, of course he has access to pens and paper, but the conditions that he is living under, as you'd expect, are pretty bleak. He doesn't have a lot of, any of the luxuries of life, really. This is the thing, is that we have to look at whether the laws, as they currently stand, are actually still fit for purpose. As it stands, he's by himself. He has no contact with any other prisoners. And the only people that he sees really will be his lawyers and the corrections officers, who for 5 months have done a fantastic job of managing his care.
So he's in solitary confinement, and what, he writes these letters when he's on his own, so he wouldn't, for example, be able to use a pen as a weapon?
No, look, he's watched 24/7. He is entitled, all prisoners are entitled to send and receive mail. So if he wants to write something, he'll be given paper and a pencil, I assume. The mail is then screened. Like I say, in this instance, the process failed. And that's really what is my concern.
Okay, so the process failed. So what are you going to do? You considering a law change? What kind of law change?
Well, we have to consider whether the laws in terms of holding a prisoner like this are fit for purpose. And I've asked for advice from corrections, from my officials, as to where and what laws we should be looking to change.
And what's the answer been? Yes, we should change the law?
Well, I've asked for that advice, and the officials have come back to me with the advice. But, this isn't a simple thing, and there's probably more at stake than just whether or not he can send and receive letters. We have to look at the whole situation, because we've never dealt with a prisoner like this before.
I appreciate that. And are you anticipating bringing forward legislation?
Well, absolutely. If corrections officials come to me and they say these are the things that we need to change, well, then we'll be making those changes.
Okay. Do you have confidence, considering all of this, in the Chief Executive of Corrections, Christine Stevenson?
Absolutely. Christine is a fantastic CE. She has admitted that they've made a mistake. She's apologised to me personally for that mistake. But what we have to do is own it and learn from it, fix it, make sure it never happens again.
Thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it. Kia ora.